The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here every Saturday and Sunday, as you guys know. And if you don't know, go on to our website, generations808.com, and you'll see all our past radio shows and TV shows. So I know you guys are enjoying that because I can tell by how many people go on there and listen to our past radio shows. And look for the titles, whether it's Alzheimer's or long-term care or financial planning or caregiving. Check that out. Last year's 2018's most popular show was actually my buddy of mine, Alvin Suzuki, talking about caring for his mom. And it was amazing. He didn't care for the mom very long at all. Not to say anything bad about it, but it was just a real live look at when somebody's dealing with, get a call, say, hey, Alvin, you better come home. Mom needs help. And it's something that was real. And I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, he's getting ready to do that long distance. And I said, you better go listen to the show because it gives people the insight on exactly what the emotions will be, the expectations will be, and what really needs to get done. And you know, so I was telling my friend, plan ahead, guys. We really need to plan ahead for caregiving. And I've mentioned this many times. Caregiving is going to be the biggest problem financially and socially this century as we all going to experience caregiving. So besides that, today's show is about Medicare, and this is September. And as you guys know, that nearing 65 or already 65, you got to make some decisions next month during the enrollment period. So we have Humana, one of the largest providers for Medicare in the country, let alone Hawaii. And we have Jose Cabrera, welcome to the show. Back to the show, Jose.
Yeah, thanks, Percy.
And you've been here, what, 9 months in Hawaii now?
9 months.
God, that Aloha shirt makes you, you can't see the Aloha shirt, but he's got a really nice Aloha shirt on.
Thank you.
And Darren Davis, all the way from Arkansas. I can't, now don't say no lingo, like, okay, for us, we're in Hawaii, we don't speak Arkansas language.
I will try to keep the slang to a minimum.
Are you from Arkansas, though?
I am originally from West Texas, out in the desert, but I reside now in Little Rock, close to Little Rock, and I've been in Hawaii for 4 days.
A little bit. As you can tell, he's a little bit darker than when he first got here. So,
well, I sure hope so.
Working on his tan.
Are you going to go back tonight, or are you going to be here for more days?
Unfortunately, I got to go back tonight.
Yeah, you got to bring your family, or you know, come down for relax a little bit. Sonny will take you around.
Oh, I have three daughters who are very upset with me that they're not here with me.
So. Well, Jose, you know how to hook them up. My wife's in hotel business. You ever need to get a stay someplace?
Oh, there we go.
A lot of Airbnbs in here. Make sure they're legal, though.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but we were talking about Humana, and then when Sonny asked me, you know, this guy Darren Davis coming in town. You know, I'm an Army brat. Proud to say that. I've adjusted well. You know, I know some Army brats have a difficult time. And I can see that. And my dad's a veteran. But we want to talk about veteran benefits with regard to Humana. And when you mentioned that, it's like, well, doesn't all Medicare plans help out veterans? So Darren, which Jose, give us a little bit of your take on that, and then we want to talk about just general Medicare as well.
But So in my role at Humana, I'm a regional veterans sales executive for us. So essentially my job is to go out. I do maintain a lot of the relationships with some of our partnerships, our sponsorships, like the VFW, AMVETS, to name a few. But then the second part of my job is to make sure that our associates, our members, our agents, even just people in our communities are educated around what their options are with respect to Medicare, and especially if they're a veteran.
And are you a veteran yourself?
So I currently serve in a National Guard unit.
Oh, really?
Back home. So one of the reasons I have to get on a plane and go back tonight.
Oh, you got to work the weekend.
Yeah. They will miss me if I'm gone.
Oh, I'm sure.
They may send somebody to get me.
They'll send somebody to find them.
so those that have been in the military know that you don't show up. Somebody comes and gets you, and it's not always fun. So.
Yeah, you can't just call in sick.
It's right.
Yeah, it's not.
They have doctors. They're like, yeah, you're sick. Come in here. We'll see if you're sick.
So Jose Cabrera, you are the Hawaii regional manager?
So I'm the sales director for Hawaii. Sales and marketing director for Hawaii. Been here for 9 months, and I mean, I love it more every day I'm here. As you can tell by my shirt, my attire, I am assimilating very quickly, and so is my family. So.
Well, good for you. And you are also a veteran as well.
Yeah. I served in the Army for 11 years.
Well, good for you.
And made a transition to Humana about 9 years ago, actually. And it was actually by accident. I thought I was just going to go back to school and go back into military, and somebody told me, hey, check out this company named Humana. And I said, sure, why not? I have nothing to lose. But my goal is to go to school. And so when I looked into Humana, what I found is that there was a value system that was very similar to what I had in the military. And I'm somebody who thrives on having a purpose. And when I found that Humana, there was a purpose, and it just aligned with me, and I've been here ever since.
Well, good for you. And tell us about your local office here that you're getting ready for open enrollment.
Yeah. So open enrollment, as everybody knows, annual election period starts on October 1st. It's going to run through December 7th. So that's a time where my team gets really excited because we get to sit across the kitchen table from somebody and explain to them what their options are going to be for 2020. And it's important for people to understand that so that way they can make the best decision for themselves. So our local team down here is just getting geared up. We're getting all our training out of the way right now. We just had a big kickoff meeting yesterday. Actually, we were down at the Alani Resort with a lot of the local brokers here, making sure that they understand what's taking place next year so that way they can give that good information when they're able to.
Yeah. And how many agents do you folks have here and how many brokers? Because people can broker or go directly through you, right?
Right. I would say we have close to 400 on all of the islands, different brokers and career agents. Yeah. Combined. So that's a lot of people that we got to get trained up, and it's very exciting. And you know, I got Sonny here with me to my right, and I can't live and breathe without her. So
she's been here from day one.
Yeah, she's been here from day one, over almost 10 years with Humana.
Wow.
Actually, we're celebrating our 9-year anniversary, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was a temp before, so I'd been here for like 10 years.
Oh, so 10 years.
Wow, good for you. And so what? Either one of you can answer. What is the involvement with military and veterans, and then really what kind of other work are you doing on with the veterans kickoff?
Yeah, so I would say it goes back quite a ways. You go back to 1996 when TRICARE first kind of became a thing, when it was first invented, I guess is the best word, in its inception. We had one of the first contracts, and we still have that contract today. So, and if you don't know, if you're listening and you don't know, TRICARE is simply insurance for our active and retired military.
That's active and retired.
Active and retired. So I currently have access to TRICARE. If I decide to stay in 20 years and do a retirement, one of the bonuses is I get to keep that and take that through to Medicare.
So TRICARE is really on top of your other veteran benefits. Like here in Hawaii, we have the local Tripla Hospital. You get to go there for free, right? But TRICARE is you can go outside of veterans hospitals.
They're somewhat different. So TRICARE is again, it's for active and retired. If you're talking about Tripler, so like a military hospital,
military hospital VA
or something like that, they can have different criteria for who has what coverage. But going back to our first contract with TRICARE, we've had that contract. I think that says a lot about us as a company that we've been trusted to execute on that contract and take care of our veterans for the last 20 plus mm-hmm. years. But then fast forward to 2011. We were looking as a company, Humana was looking at, you know, what can we do to give back to our community, and not necessarily just with veterans. We were looking at everything, but we really started to look at the unemployment rate for our men and women coming home from Afghanistan and Iraq at the time, and it was much higher than the civilian population. So we said, you know, this is something that we can step in and actually do something about this just on our own. So we made a commitment at that time to hire at least 1,000 veterans and or their spouses.
Wow.
So and either
that's
or.
Why, that's why I'm here. I was part of the initial 1,000.
Really?
Yes.
I was part of the initial 1,000.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, so I think we blew through that pretty quickly. And we got to 1,000. We said, why stop here? In my opinion, veterans are some of the best people to hire.
Right.
We're loyal. I mean,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Jose just shared with you, he came from an organization, the Army, that values, you know, integrity, personal courage, all these values
being
that you
on
have
time.
In the military. Being on time.
It's one of my traits, people, when I was young, I would be always on time. And actually, my wife, my current wife, you know, she was like a half an hour late. I said, You know, that almost killed us right there, our first date. And she's, I would tell you, probably still late about 80% of the time. She got better from zero.
It's improvement.
So she understands that.
So have you heard this phrase, to be early is to be on time, to be on time is to be late?
Yes. Yeah. I work with seniors every day, and I can be there 5 minutes early and look at me like, you're late. I said, I'm 5 minutes early. You're supposed to be here 1/4 minute or 40 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes early.
Right.
You know, we got to talk story first here in Hawaii before we get to any business.
I think my baby brother was late to everything so he's an Afghanistan combat vet now. But before he joined the military, he was late. I think he's on time to everything now. But he was in that next wave of veteran hiring that we did. So I mentioned we started with 1,000. I think we're up over 4,600 now, right around there. So
no, it's a great training ground. I probably would have been in the military where I would have gone to West Point if I wasn't colorblind. My younger brother as well, except he had osteoarthritis lodges of the knees where he grew too fast and painful in the knees. And I'm trying to get my son, who's only 14, to make him realize you want to travel, you want to learn great basic training, and because he's in Boy Scouts now, military is the way to go.
Absolutely.
I mean, he sees stuff on the news and be able to travel all over. You know, I think it's a great training ground. I highly recommend that for kids.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people think, you know, they think of the military, they think of the Army, they think of Marines, they think you're in a combat role. But, I mean, the military in general, there's every job you could imagine is out there.
Yes.
And what, you know, what a great way to give back to your country, serve your military.
Yeah. And they actually will pay your tuition for college.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you can see a difference, like, for those who are veterans out there, the reason why veterans kind of spot each other, they walk differently, they talk a little differently,
in their own language,
right? Yeah. That confidence that they've built through going through a basic training or initial training for their service. I mean, it there's impact there, and when you see each other, you kind of like there's this like you know how like motorcycle riders will ride and they'll you know raise their hand in recognition. It's the same thing with veterans. Yeah.
So we actually train our agents, and you know, Jose mentioned we had a room full of brokers yesterday. So we train our agents and really anybody that works with Humana's members. We train them to kind of identify that. We really train them and encourage them to ask the question, are you a veteran? Because we understand that's a huge part of our DNA. That's a huge part of our customer base at Humana, our veterans. So we want to make sure we understand them. We want to make sure that number one, we thank them. And we recognize that, hey, you served your country. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. Whether you did a year or whether you did 20 years, we want to make sure we recognize that. But then we also identify those veterans so that way we can advise them properly. We can let them know what their options are.
Yeah, my son's a Boy Scout, so he goes up to the Veterans Cemetery every year to lay out flags for them.
Great.
And it's really neat. I got a couple of nice pictures of that. So what is this, you had a question, what is this entrepreneur boot camp?
So that goes back to 2011 as well, right around the time we did our hiring initiative. We got involved with, it's through Syracuse University. It's still out there. It's called the Entrepreneurship Boot Camp for Veterans with Disabilities, which is
a sponsor that.
In part we did sponsor it. So that's a mouthful. So we just usually say EBV for short. It's much easier to say. We donated over $1 million to that program. But essentially what they are is they take a veteran with disabilities and they put them through a business school of sorts. They teach them how to become a business owner, be successful. Just a great program. Syracuse University does a lot of really good things for our veterans. So we're very proud to partner in that. And that kind of kicked us off, really the last 8 or 9 years. We did the hiring initiative. We did the $1 million to EBV, continue to work with them to this day. But then that led to other things like conversations with AMVETS, the VFW, Rolling Thunder, lots of other organizations we're very proud of.
So, Percy, you were on the East Coast like myself.
I live in D.C. My dad was at the Pentagon.
In the D.C. area. And did you ever hear about Rolling Thunder out there?
No, my greatest memory was the Drum and Bugle Corps. I can't remember who it was, Air Force or Navy or Army, but the Drum and Bugle Corps was unbelievable. I mean, if you ever saw that movie, Drumline.
Oh, yeah, like yeah. That. Oh.
But military guys.
So, you know, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, you know, as we continue to progress in our thoughts around, you know, paying respects to our veterans, it was probably about 3 years ago, the government actually came out with a pen to celebrate and welcome back Vietnam veterans. And, you know, one of the things I love that Darren talks about is how we got involved in that and how we've become a sponsor of that. But I think most importantly is kind of understanding what is Rolling Thunder and how Wyatt started, and because we've done some really cool things here in Hawaii to celebrate those Vietnam veterans who have returned home that were never. And so please, yeah, if you can.
Yeah, I would say if you're a student of history, you probably understand that our Vietnam veterans were not, they did not receive a hero's welcome,
right,
like they deserved. They answered the call just like any other generation's veterans. I know, my brother came home from Afghanistan, and, there were people in the airport holding signs, offered to, buy him drinks, posters, parades. Our folks in Vietnam, they didn't get that when they came home.
Yeah, my dad went to two tours there.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they got kind of pushed off in a corner. That's what we did as a country. And so luckily, the Department of Defense is trying to make that right now. So the Vietnam War commemoration is a DOD program. And essentially, their mission is to welcome home, thank, and honor every living Vietnam veteran. Mm. And they do that by, as Jose mentioned, we were at Rolling Thunder. We're in our booth. And this gentleman, General Jackson, who's the director of the VWC, approached us and said, "Hey, I know Humana's history with the military. I know your reputation. You guys do great things. Would you be a partner with us?" And so we said, "Sure. What is it?" So he kind of explained it. You're going to go into your communities. You're going to go into Hawaii. You're going to go into California, Dallas, Texas. You name it. And it's about facilitating those welcome home ceremonies. So it's not really about Humana. It's about that community welcoming home their veterans and kind of healing that 50-plus-year-old wound, mm-hmm. and saying, "Hey, we should have welcomed you home the first time." So Humana is very proud of our involvement in that. We've been a partner for 2 or 3 years, I think, now. And Jose can kind of share some of his experiences there. But I don't think I've ever been to one where I didn't cry. There are very few dry eyes in the room. When you do those, typically there's at least one or two men or women, veterans, that will say something to the effect of, "This is the first time I've been thanked." Mm-hmm. A lot of them, their own families hadn't really even recognized their service. And so for a lot of them, it's very, very healing.
So the first time me and Darren met was actually at Rolling Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He came down as part of the Veteran Channel, and I was there as the senior sales manager in Northern Virginia. And so we were putting this together, and me and him, we meet, and two veterans, so we're out there chatting, and we're on this mission. We got these pins, and we were stopping Vietnam-era veterans on Rolling Thunder weekend, and they had no idea why we were stopping them. And, so they're just listening to us talk, and we're explaining to them what this means. And now, and then as soon as we would start sharing the words, they felt the gravity of the moment, and a lot of them just snapped to attention. Because when we say we would like to honor and pin you with this and welcome you back home officially, you saw a guy snap to attention, offer a salute, just because to them that was what they felt. That's the only way they can show respect and thanks for what had just been bestowed upon them. So it was a very emotional time, and we've been able to do that here as well.
Oh yeah.
So
what is that event?
So we call it our Veterans Pinning Event. Mm-hmm. We did one last year on November 7th. We were at
Oahu Veterans Center.
Oahu Veterans Center. We did that November 7th of last year. And then this year we—
During enrollment period?
Yeah. we felt it was necessary. As word got out about what we were able to do, immediately leaders jumped all over and said, "We got to be a part of this." And it's to the point where it's like, "I want to celebrate you. I can thank you, and this is how I can do it. Now that I got a way to do it, I'm going to do it." And so we had an event during the middle of annual election period, and we had the room filled. There were probably close to 40 Vietnam veterans that we were able to pin there and officially—
Wow.
—welcome home. And then you fast forward the clock to this year, and like March, we did another veterans pinning event at our pop-up at Pearl Ridge Center.
Right.
And we had another, probably about 30-something Vietnam-era veterans that were there that we were able to officially, and the community came out. So once people who were at the mall realized what was going on, they circled around, and we probably had over 100 people in attendance to celebrate and welcome these guys and gals back home from the Vietnam era.
Are you going to do something in 2020 at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know about when?
I think we're still in the planning phases for that.
Because, we've done cover stories on veterans. The last one we did was 2 years ago, where we had veterans from World War II, Vietnam. We have a female nurse that was in Vietnam, and a local guy was Vietnam, but he's also with regards to National Guard here. It was a great cover story, and so if we can work together with that,
maybe we can
do a cover story in that next year, because my dad was in Vietnam two tours as well.
So. Where's your dad now?
My dad's here at home in Kaneohe. Just celebrated, I think, 68 years of marriage with my mom yesterday.
Would you like to be our guest speaker? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
No, I'm sure he would. He's talked about it. I was telling Darren, he might talk about tennis more than anything else. He was an all-services tennis champ before he retired. He retired at 51. He retired 52 years, worked 31 years, and he's been retired 38 years, 39 years.
Tell me he has a gig booked. We're putting them down.
Well, final date, Sonny, let me know. Jose,
yeah,
tell me.
Definitely.
Well, we are planning out next year's cover stories. And that's one thing that we try to do every other year is something on a veterans event or a veterans cover story.
Okay.
Because I think it's very, very important, being an Army brat myself. But yeah, for sure. So locally, are you able? So you guys know what the plans on the Medicare is going to change? Have you gotten that information yet?
So
when
yeah,
is that public?
So it'll become public October 1st. Yeah,
okay.
Until October 1st,
nobody can talk about.
Yeah,
I know they're very strict. So
but, here, but what I would say, what I would say is, if you're sitting out there and you have your current plan stuff, you should be probably trying to figure out. Because some people are really healthy and they just don't use their plan, so they may not be aware of the different co-payments and stuff. So evaluate your current situation and see, and then just ask yourself the question: does this still feel right to me? And if I could change, what would I change? So that way, come October, you've kind of thought through some things, and then when you go out there and you shop and look at what's available, you're a better consumer for yourself. Because
absolutely.
you kind of understand what your current standing is.
Well, I always tell – I talk to people every day. I was just talking to some guy yesterday. One guy was 62. One guy was 70. And he said, yeah, he was healthy early this year.
Right.
But he's got little issues now. So, that things can change.
They do.
It's really, really important for people to realize that and look down the road. Because, unless you really live an active life, at some point down the road, you're going to have some issues in health.
You hit on something that's, I think, very powerful. So I remember when I was an agent, I had this lady I went to see, and she told me, well, no, I don't need a prescription drug plan. And I said, well, you just never know what happens. There's penalties if you don't take one. But I just said, you'd never know what happens. And she really didn't want to get a plan or anything. She's like, I'm healthy. I just want to sit on original Medicare. And, my job is to say, hey, these are all your options. This is what you should consider, though. And this is what you may face if you only stay on original Medicare. Something major happens, right? Because with Medicare Advantage plans, you have very specific co-payments in most instances. And so she decided to sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan. Well, come to find out, because in a Medicare Advantage plan, you can get a lot of preventative services done at no cost.
Right. That's why people don't know that.
They don't realize that. You can get a lot of preventative services at no cost. So of course, now that she's got this healthcare plan, she's like, oh, fine, I'll go in and get all these preventative services done. But I'm healthy. I'm never had an issue, haven't had to need a doctor in the last 10 years. She goes in, and unfortunately, they found that she had breast cancer.
Oh.
But when she called me, she was happy. And I'll tell you why. Because of the preventative services, when they caught the breast cancer, it was very early on. She got her treatment, and so she was calling to thank me. Because she's like, I probably just wouldn't have gone to the doctor to get preventative services if you didn't tell me about it, encourage me on the when you came out to see me. So she got it. She had the surgery. I think I probably saw her for another 3 years before I moved out of the Newport News, Virginia area. And she was just thankful the fact that by getting preventative services, it was caught early, and then she was able to go on with her life.
Yeah, and with respect to our veterans, you almost have the same thing, especially for our veterans that use a VA. So I had a back in my previous life, I was a sales manager for Humana as well back in Arkansas. I had a 68-year-old Air Force veteran that worked for me, and when he turned 65, he decided not to take Medicare. He decided not to enroll in Part B because he had the VA. So he's like, I'm great, and we love the VA. I'm a VA patient myself, and love the people there. But he said, hey, I think I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and decline, doing anything with Medicare because I'm all set. And, you know, fast forward, you know, 3 years, he's 68 years old. He gets diagnosed with cancer. And it's not that the VA wasn't taking care of him, because they were wonderful. But he said, you know, I want to go get a second opinion. I want to go and, you know, I may want to go see, you know, I don't remember at the now what who he went to see. It might have been Cancer Treatment Centers of America. It was somebody outside the VA, but he wanted to go to that next level specialist. And he was still going to the VA for his appointments and seeing those people and keeping his care up there. And they were wonderful to him. But, you know, 68 years old, he said, you know, things have changed. You said just a moment ago, you know, things can change.
You never know
what's going to happen. And so at that point, he went back and enrolled into Medicare Part B. And you know, that really just and picked up a Humana Medicare Advantage plan. But that really just provided him another option outside the VA, just something else to give him a next.
Yeah. When you get older, level. I'm telling you, the chance of you getting any kind of chronic disease is a lot higher. Like, I can't understand why you can't catch pancreatic cancer earlier. I had a friend of mine who just got diagnosed, and he passed away within 6 months. Mm-hmm. I have two mother, my friends passed away in their 50s of pancreatic cancer.
It's very aggressive.
It's very aggressive, and if, you know, you can't catch that early enough. You know, I had one stubborn lady that had it for 2.5 years. She was just a tough lady, and she lived a long time. I give her that credit, but it's so tough. But anyway, we're here with Jose Cabrera and Darius Davis from Humana. We're talking about veterans programs with Humana. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back, so hang on.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let's party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let's party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let's party at the
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio, and thank you for tuning in. We're talking about veterans programs with Humana, as you know. So if you have a friend, neighbor, relative, somebody from church, somebody from work that's a veteran, nearing 65, or they know their parents that are veterans, go on our website and point them to the coverage of the radio show that's going to be up on our website in about 2 weeks. It's very important, a lot of great programs. But so this is September. Our August-September issue is out, featuring three beautiful ladies affected by breast cancer. And in October, as you know, they had the Susan G. Komen race. If you didn't pick up the magazine, we're going to have copies of for all the runners there in October for the Susan G. Komen race. And thanks to the ladies on the cover, great stories. It's flying off the shelves, by the way, so you better pick it up. But worst case, you can go to our website, generations808.com, and you can read it over there as well as all our other past issues of the Generations magazine. So thank you to all. I was actually just got back from Portland. I was in Portland getting recertified as a certified senior advisor. It's a designation I got in 2005 when I got involved with, well, I've been involved with seniors for a while, since 2002, but 2005, we got a designation called Certified Senior Advisor. It wasn't an accredited designation back then. It is now. And just for food for thought, when you see people with all these credentials behind their names, and some of them have like 5 to 10. I've seen one guy with 10 designations behind his name. And, you know, well, here's the truth about those designations. There's about 4,000 designations from medical to healthcare to legal, financial, 4,000 designations. Only 10%, around 400, are what's called accredited, where a third party reviewed that program and say it's a legit program. Mm. And it's required heavy CE credit, required every year or every other year. A lot of these marketing ones, even though maybe have, I saw one recently, they had a CE, but they got 3 years to do it. And the amount of CE credits they require was really not a lot. You could have done it in 6 months, but... So for designations, make sure they're accredited. The Certified Senior Advisor designation is actually the one of only 1% that's double accredited. There are basically two accrediting agencies in the country. And it's a rigorous course. And they review everything. They review your CE. They actually monitor the classes that you take, so they don't talk about what's on the test. Because every time you go to a class, they want to say, hey, is this going to be on the test? And so this class I took last week was pretty intense, and the instructor always kept on saying, we can't tell you what's on the test. The instructors don't even know what's on the test. So it's called Certified Senior Advisor. If you really want to learn all about the breadth of aging in general, it's a class I would highly recommend you take and get that certification. It's probably the best certification for seniors in the country. And it's the only one I work with seniors that's double accredited. And I would highly recommend, if anybody listening, that you're working with a professional out there, if they're a CSA, they're pretty much legit. Make sure that they updated their classes and everything like that, like I did. But it's a great course. Portland's great. Have you guys been to Portland?
Yep, we actually just did a pinning ceremony
in Eugene?
I think Oregon City, which is right outside of Portland.
I'll tell you, the Uber is great over there. You go to the airport, so where's the Uber line? Over there, it's like 50 Ubers in line.
Oh, wow.
So you don't look for your car. You just go in line, and the first car comes up, you take that car and show them your identification number, and the identification number that you get tells that driver where to go. Get in, boom, going, boom, boom, boom. You just look around. Oh, I'm looking at license plate number. Is that a green Toyota? Like that. It's so fast.
I use Lyft a lot.
Well, Lyft, they had a Lyft line too.
So this is totally off subject, but super cool. I was in Denver not too long ago for an event, and Red Rocks, which is a great venue.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out how to get our Lyft or an Uber back. And Lyft had like a hot pink Volkswagen bus with like white leather interior. So you came and you got in. They had like a little photo booth in there. And so you take your photo, and then they're like, where you want to go? And then same thing. They had them lined up. So just
super
cool.
Yeah, they
need
to do that because I was at Dodger Stadium 3 weeks ago with my son. And it must have been 500 people waiting for Uber.
Wow.
It was a nightmare. You know how long it took me to get my Uber? Hour and a half.
Probably could have walked where you needed to go.
You're probably right. Downtown L.A.
So that's like I was in Seattle last week. And I get there, and they're like, oh, it's going to be really easy. You get off, you go to Lyft. There's a whole section for them, and then you'll just jump in your Lyft, and you'll go on. So, I you get done with baggage, so I order my Lyft. It says 1 minute, and then I walk upstairs. As I walk, I see this, all the taxis are still lined up, and then I go to the Lyft section. So 1 minute meant 45 minutes. Because there's so many in there.
Seattle is a big city like L.A.
Yeah,
Portland is easy to control, but... Yeah, for your seniors, and actually, if you have a parent that's a senior, you can actually put it on your phone, and you can order for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. What I love is the feature where you can watch somebody's journey. So if you got like a mom or dad out there or an auntie or uncle, you can have them picked up and then watch them till they get to the spot to make sure they get there safely.
Sure.
Yeah. That's very important. So, your parent doesn't need to be technology savvy, but you can, and you can help them out. It's safer and it's easier. I use it all the time when I hate driving on a mainland, But and here at Humana and their veterans programs with Darren Davis and Jose Cabrera. But so we're talking about veterans, and for you veterans listening, do a lot of veterans know that Humana is involved with specific veterans programs?
I don't know that they do. I think a lot of them probably do. A lot of them probably don't realize they do. So you have a lot of veterans who may have utilized TRICARE services. They may have been members on TRICARE and didn't realize that Humana was actually administering that coverage. Or maybe they're heavily involved with the Veterans of Foreign Wars or AMVETS, so VFW or AMVETS, and not realizing that that we have a pretty big sponsorship with them. We do a lot with the VFW. In fact, back in, rewinding back to like 2012, so following our hiring initiative and EBV, we became sponsors. We became the exclusive Medicare Advantage, preferred Medicare Advantage prescription drug and MedSup provider for the VFW and AMVETS. I think we've been at their national convention every year since. We were talking about early detection just a little while ago. Couple months ago, actually, we were in Orlando for the VFW National Convention, and we had a gentleman come up to us, and, Jose earlier mentioned our pop-up guidance centers, which are so, so cool. Just a lot of neat things going on, but, and I don't know if you guys do screenings at those as well here, we brought our pop-up guidance center last year to Kansas City. To that VFW convention, that's where it was last year, and so we did some screenings, and we had some providers, some nurses there, just doing basic diabetic screenings, looking for anything that they needed to go and have checked out further. So this gentleman comes up to us in Orlando and says, I just wanted to thank you guys because you guys did for me in Kansas City last year. They found something, and he actually went to the VA. He was a veteran, obviously. Went back to the VA and said, hey, I was just at the convention. A Humana nurse looked at me. We did this screening, and they found something. And so the VA was able to go in, fix that, And he comes to Orlando a year later and says, "Hey, you guys might have saved my life." So, you know, of course, we're all just about to cry. The way this guy's, you know, he was so genuine. So, Jose talked about purpose earlier. Man, that makes you feel better than anything, knowing that not only did you help a veteran, but you possibly helped save somebody's life. And that's work we're very proud to do.
Oh, yeah. That's why I appreciate you saying it. That's the reason why I've always been doing mortgages 31 years, more than half my life. And I always wanted to find a way to help people, and I found the reverse mortgage because that's my day job. But so if you're I'm a veteran, how does that coordinate with Medicare and your specific Humana veteran programs?
So it is going to depend on what you have. So we do have some veterans who have TRICARE, and TRICARE in short is very similar to a Medicare supplement, if you're familiar with that. TRICARE typically does include drug coverage. They don't have a network per se. They can typically go to any Medicare provider. Very very open access kind of thing. For the most part, no copays, no premiums. Really wonderful coverage. But then you may have a veteran who doesn't have TRICARE. Maybe they're utilizing the VA, and not every veteran qualifies for the VA. So you may have a veteran that qualified for the VA. I think one of the myths out there is that, you know, I know me personally, when I was, you know, when I was a young private in the Army, I thought, okay, you, which, I mean, privates, you know, we thought a lot of dumb stuff anyway. So
all the time.
That's, I know I got yelled at.
Thought and did a lot of dumb stuff all the time, right?
Now, I was always afraid of the drill sergeant. I don't know if you said it earlier, but you were a drill sergeant, correct?
Yeah. Fort Linwood, Missouri, Office 787.
Wow. And that's why we're always on time, because we're always afraid Jose's going to come through the door and yell at you for being late. So, but I digress.
It's only happened twice.
So when I was a private in the Army, I thought, okay, you get in the Army, you go into the service, and then when you get out, you go to the VA hospital and everything's free, right? And it's not that way for everybody. So some veterans don't even qualify. Some veterans that do qualify for the VA have, you know, no copays. They're priority group one status. So they're not paying for anything. But then there's another group of veterans that, like me, I'm a priority group three at the VA. So I do have some copays and some cost mm-hmm. shares that I have to kick in when I go to the VA. So the great thing about Humana is we don't coordinate with the VA. And that's a good thing for the veteran. It simply gives them an option. That way, if they go into the VA, they're going to pay their VA rates. Or you know, if they have a $15 copay for the PCP, that's what they're going to pay when they're at the VA. And then if they decide they want to go outside the VA and use their Humana coverage, I know we can't talk about benefits. So I don't want to like mention one of our copays or anything like that. But
right. So I think a lot of times what they'll find is if they look for something outside of the VA through the Medicare Advantage program, they'll find that the benefits incorporated in a plan might be something that they want to have also.
Right. Yeah. So it may be, you know, you mentioned this earlier, but, you know, maybe there's an opportunity for them to have, like, dental or just – that's just mm-hmm. an example outside the VA. So it's not really –
That's actually a huge one we found.
Yeah.
Right? We did a lot of research. Humana did a lot of focused research, hired some consulting groups to talk to veterans and find out what is it that you guys need. And then when we build our products, we say, well, how do we build it in a way in which reflects the needs of the veterans? And so when I come back and talk to you after October 1st, I'll be able to share with you some of those cool things.
Well, a good part about Medicare that they're very strict on anybody getting a head start on anybody,
of
right?
Of course, right.
They're very strict on what that information can, when it can get out, how to apply, right? Application, because they fill out an application, but then you guys turn it in, and
the AEP, where you can actually, you know, send your stuff in, starts October 15th. So there's a 2-week period before that, October 1st through October 14th, okay, where all the information is available. It's supposed to be a safe time for a Medicare eligible individual to say, hey, what's out there? Let me kind of compare and contrast different plan options. And then actually on October 15th, they can sign up. And they have till December 7th. And if they change their mind during that time, it's last one in sticks. So if you signed up for something October 16th, but then later on during the course of annual election period, you find something that might fit you better, you have the ability then to sign up for another plan. And it's the last one in on December 7th is the one that sticks.
And I think it's important to mention if we've got a veteran listening that uses the VA, we run into veterans all the time that are afraid that if they pick up a Medicare Advantage plan, that it's going to kick their VA coverage out, and that's not the case. So
that is a misconception.
The wonderful thing about the VA is that you can have other coverage on top of that, or in addition to. So again, just providing that veteran an option. You know, do I want to go to the VA for this, or like Jose said, do I want to pick up an Advantage plan so I have some dental, or do I want a second opinion so I can go outside the VA? It's really just providing that veteran more options.
Right. So the veteran doesn't pay for veteran services, right?
He or she may have some copays within the VA. It's all going to depend on what their rating, what their priority group is within the VA. Some don't have anything they have to pay.
Right.
Others do.
Yeah, so I have a cousin who had a disability rating when he came out, right? Hurt his back, hurt his leg, had a bunch of injuries. So he had 100% disability. So all his injuries that were service-connected, he didn't have to pay for at the VA.
Got it.
Those were all covered. But then you have some people who just maybe served their time, got out, and they want to use the VA. And so since they have no service-connected disabilities, what they're going to pay when they go there is just a little bit higher. So they might have some co-payments.
So that's the key word you said, service disability, right?
Right, right.
Got it.
So and here's the cool thing about service disability. So you serve in the military, you get out. The government gives you kind of a rating, right? So if you hurt your back, let's say, and none of these are actual ratings you get for conditions, but it's just to speak about generality. So let's say you hurt your back and the government gives you a 50% rating when you get out. But then, especially because our audience right now, we're talking about those who are in the Medicare realm, right? So it's probably been 20, 30 years since they were in the service. So if you're out there and you're suffering with something that happened to you when you were in the service, you got a rating when you got out the service, go get yourself re-rated.
Right.
Because as things progress, then your rating can possibly also increase.
And if you're a veteran who has always thought, well, you know, maybe I wasn't injured or maybe we run into veterans all the time that they think, you know, well, yeah, I hurt my leg in the service, or I did this in the service, but there's other guys that need it. There's other veterans, younger veterans that need it more. Yes. You know, we run into that all the time, very, very self-sacrificing, people, veterans. But if you've ever even put on that uniform, we want to encourage them to go and see the VA to get into that system. Two very easy ways to do that. You can walk into the VA. You can actually call the VA. I believe the numbers, I'm not going to even try the number. but they can call the VA, talk to a service officer that way. But another way is through our VFW friends. So you can walk into a VFW post. We have a great relationship with VFW National Veterans Service, and so that's the service officer arm of the VFW. Those great folks over there will sit down with a veteran and go through everything that they think they qualify for. They'll help them fill out the paperwork. They know the ins and outs. They know all that red tape. They know all the stuff that they have to get through to get the rating with the VA.
So what's the difference between VFW and MVETS?
They're both great service organizations for veterans. There are some, I'm not going to go into all the differences just cause I'm not an AMVETS, expert or a VFW expert,
but do they have it here?
Mm-hmm. We have both here. VFW is veterans of foreign wars.
Right.
So, typically you have to serve, have served overseas or right. served during a period, been deployed, And you can also join an auxiliary group as well with the VFW. AMVETS, I believe, is maybe not quite as restrictive as that.
As long as you served. So the veterans.
So mm-hmm. both great organizations. They both do a lot for veterans. AMVETS, I believe they're about 300,000 strong.
Wow.
VFW is quite a bit larger. They're 1.3 million members
wow.
or so. But both of them do wonderful things for veterans.
So what is the VFW to NVS?
So we were just talking about them. VFW NVS is National Veteran Service. So those are the service officers that really their job is to sit down with those veterans, get them connected to their benefits.
Oh, I got it.
But they also do a lot. They do a lot in DC. They're out there fighting for veterans' benefits.
Do they have an office here? Do you guys know?
They do. We have at least two individuals here. Jonathan And I'm not,
hook them up with a magazine, have them go to a magazine, email Percy, I'll do a story on them.
Yeah, Jonathan's a great guy. Jonathan is actually the past state commander for the VFW in Hawaii. Great guy. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce his last name because I'm from Arkansas and I can't. So
it's, okay.
It's too many syllables for me.
Too many vowels probably too.
But I'll reach out to Jonathan. He'd love to meet
magazine,
you.
We love to do a story on them. It's so funny. Hawaii is so small. So I'm at this local restaurant bar where, and we're singing karaoke, and one of the girls who's not two of the girls worked at the Veterans Center up here, and one of the older girls goes, "Oh, I love your magazine, this and that." And he goes, another girl, "What magazine is that?" He goes, "Oh, it's Generation." He goes, "Oh, I heard about it." I said, "Oh, I said, what do you do?" I said, "We work at a Veterans Hospital at Triple." I said, "Oh, I want to talk to you." But yeah, we love to do more stories on benefits.
So
yeah.
if I can add to what Darren was talking about, utilization at the VA. So like he said, veterans sometimes, if they feel like something's not going on, nothing's going on wrong, they'll say, let the guys who need care go to the VA. I'm good. I'm good otherwise. But here's the funny thing is the VA is funded by the amount of people who actually utilize the VA. So if you're a veteran out there, you're completely healthy, you want to help your brothers and sisters, you go down to the VA, do your annual screening. The more people that use the VA, the more funding the VA gets.
Right.
That provides more services for those veterans.
Well, it's very important. I'm 59 now, and when I turned 40, actually, I started doing annual physicals. And it's really something that's important. I see, you know, guys, they don't do that kind of stuff. I don't, you gotta do that. I mean, I hang around a lot more people older than me, and it's amazing how many people don't get checkups, you know. So with regard to Humana, do you guys have somebody that can navigate military veterans to good coverage?
Sure. So we do have those individuals. More than that, I think the biggest takeaway is we put a lot of effort and resources into training our people. So whether that's one of Jose's employees, one of your career associates that's out there selling the stuff, and meeting with folks, or one of our brokers that represent our products, we put a lot of effort into making sure they know. Again, none of us are gonna be VA experts or sure. TRICARE experts, but our goal is to make sure that agent is educated. And kind of knows what doors to knock on and which doors to open for that veteran. So if they're sitting down with somebody who, you know, like to Jose's point, somebody who has never really gone in and applied for VA benefits, we want to make sure that agent knows what questions to ask so that they can connect them with somebody like Jonathan, who is a service officer who mm-hmm. can help them sit down and do that. In the same respect, you know, some of our service officers will reach out to us when they have a veteran who's getting on Medicare. You know, they're not Medicare experts, so they'll reach out to Jose or me or Anastasia and say, Anastasia is one of our sales managers. So.
I think Darren's being a little modest. So we flew him in from Arkansas to actually help train the market. And so, you know, that's why when I found out Darren was coming here, I was like, I got to get him with Percy. We had a great conversation last time about veterans. But, I mean, he flew in here, and he's probably met with close to 300 people so far.
Wow.
Just educating them on how to be a better advocate in the veteran space. And so whether they're internal, external, our job is, and what we're really trying to do, our purpose is to really help the agents understand how they can help their members better.
And our saying, kind of in my own little veterans channel world at Humana, our team slogan, I guess, is doing well while doing good. And that's the belief that if we just do the right thing for that person, whether they're a veteran or not, it's going to come back to benefit us. And, you know, sowing and reaping, karma, whatever you want to throw out there, doing well while doing good, it's going to come back to you. So we want people to know that that agent really has your best interest at heart. Humana has your best interest at heart. Sometimes that means not doing anything for you. So,
right.
You know, we've met with folks with TRICARE and said, you know, hey, we think you're all set.
I'm a big believer in giving back to the community, and I'm glad Humana is doing their part, especially specifically with veterans. So is there a national number, a local number they can call come October 4th?
Yeah.
October 1st?
Oh, so we have an office down on Bishop Street. So it's actually 733 Bishop Street. And our local number is 808-540-2570. And if they call there, they'll be able to get access. And it, Whether it's not just talking to sales agents, if you just have a question about Medicare, give us a call, 808-540-2570.
Well, thanks, guys. Darren, welcome back. Well, we'll hopefully come back again and bring your three girls with you, and we'll take them all on a beach in Waikiki, you know?
I have something for your dad here, actually. It's a little lapel pin with an American flag.
A medallion, but that's pretty
cool. And it's got a Humana flag on it, so.
That's at the emblem? Okay, great.
Please get that to your dad.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm having dinner with him Sunday night. Jose, thank you very much. Sonny, thank you very
much.
Thank you, Percy. Don't forget, Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690 The Answer. As always, everybody, aloha and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.